USA News, I'm Corey Myers. A fatal crash involving a charter bus carrying Farmingdale High School's marching band occurred in New York, leaving one dead and over 40 injured. The incident taking place about 70 miles north of New York City. Five people identified as young are in critical condition. The bus, with at least 50 on board, was en route to a band camp in Pennsylvania, according to the Farmingdale School District. The number of Americans making initial unemployment claims in the U.S. fell by 20,000 last week, totaling just over 201,000 people.
According to the latest data from the Labor Department, these figures mark the lowest since January and significantly below analysts' anticipated number of 225,000. Additionally, ongoing unemployment claims decreased by 21,000, reaching an almost eight-month low.
A murder suspect in Indiana on the run due to a clerical mistake that led to his release. Kevin Mason mistakenly set free from an Indianapolis detention center last week. Authorities aren't certain of the 28-year-old's current whereabouts and whether he remains in the county. President Biden reaffirming U.S. support for Ukraine and its conflict with Russia during a meeting with Ukrainian leader President Zelensky in the Oval Office yesterday.
Mr. President, the brave people of Ukraine, and that's not hyperbole, the people of Ukraine have shown enormous bravery, has inspired the world, literally inspired the world.
Zelensky expressed gratitude for ongoing military and humanitarian assistance. Prior to the meeting, Zelensky also conferred with lawmakers on Capitol Hill and top military officials at the Pentagon. He emphasized to lawmakers that Ukraine needs increased aid to avoid losing the war. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
USA News, on demand, on your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia, she says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today, USAPodcasting.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Obesity is on the rise. That's according to the CDC, which cites data that shows 22 states had at least 35% of adults with obesity in 2022. That number is up from 19 in 2021. Obesity the most prevalent in Louisiana, Oklahoma, and West Virginia, with more than 40% of adults being classified as obese. The Midwest and Southern regions had the highest numbers overall. The Powerball jackpot up to $725 million. That pot of money got bigger again after no one matched all six numbers Wednesday night. It's the 27th consecutive drawing with no winner. The next Powerball drawing Saturday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour movie tracking for a massive $75 to $100 million box office opening. The concert film launches in theaters on October 13th, the National Research Group reporting the number, but many people believe it'll cross that threshold easily. The University of Minnesota introducing a new kind of apple to the world. It has a crisp, juicy texture, sort of like a Honey Crisp, but with tropical overtones. The apple breeding program at U of M has been around for more than a century. This is their 29th variety of apple, MN33, and it will be available to consumers under the brand name Kudos in the next few years. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.